Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No, 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 no!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to our show. So, just wrapping up last night. Couple
now
little
Knipple
things.
Free.
Yeah, no Con Knipple talk for the rest of the week.
All right. I can get on board with that.
No, that's not true. Because we'll have some Final Four talk later in the week.
That's true.
And we got to talk about Con.
He may pop up.
So last night we were alerted that Steph Curry may be making history.
Yes.
He did not.
No.
He only scored 52 and only hit 12 threes.
Lame.
But
yeah, he had 11
half,
when the alert had popped up.
Yeah. Well, he had. Yeah. Was it 11? I thought it was like 8. Well, but he did it early.
When I saw it, he had 11 when I started seeing kind of Twitter blowing up.
So the big number is 14.
Yes.
Because Klay Thompson hit 14 threes in a game. That's the record. And Steph's got a billion huge three-point games, but never the record for the most in a game.
Yeah.
So he's been kind of hunting it. And he even admitted last night that he was trying to go for it. He finished 12 of 20.
Yes.
But he got upstaged by Jokic, who had 61.
He had 61, and they lost. Although 61 in double overtime. Meh. Mm. And then did you see Westbrook S the bed at the end of that game?
Yeah.
I mean, my God. Miss a free throw that would have sealed it, and then you blow a layup on the other side after you steal it, and then you foul in the corner. I mean, that's like one of the all-time boners that you could have at the end of a game if you're Russell Westbrook.
Look, it was a good...
ruining a 60-point triple-double from Jokic.
61.
I understand that, but it's 60. He scored 60 points.
61. It was a good night in the NBA.
Yeah.
And that's rare these days. I also looked at it today. I was looking at the playoff matchups. You know the Warriors and Lakers would play in the first round if it ended right now?
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
That'd be a nice little series.
Steph v. LeBron?
If Ja Morant and his boys don't shoot Steph Curry first.
You can't shoot... With your fingers.
So the NBA is actually investigating. I don't know what sort of investigation you need. We all saw him do it. I just, in a league where you're not allowed, no one allows you to do any sort of gun or violent celebration, and you've been suspended because you pull out real guns and have been accused of pointing real guns at a team. Remember, like, was that 2 years ago? Him and his guys apparently pointed a gun with a laser scope on it at the team bus.
He's had a couple of different gun things.
Well, he can't go on Instagram without pulling a real gun. And then the dumbass last night, as he's leaving the floor, double gun points at Steph Curry. Good one, Ja.
You know what he was shooting at him with? Some freedom seeds.
Those were freedom seeds, yes.
You see that?
I did see that.
The J.D. Vance shooting freedom seeds all over the place.
He was down there. Was that over in Greenland when he was shooting?
Freedom, why are you looking at me like that? You haven't seen seeds. That?
No, it sounds dirty.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
That's the new administration's term for bullets, freedom seeds.
So next time someone shoots up a school, they just say, hey, someone's just spreading some freedom seeds around a school. Cool term, everybody.
Yeah, they put out a tweet, or what do you call it, on X. White House.
I still call it a tweet.
Just the Vice President of the United States sending some freedom seeds downrange.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't get more American than that.
Never mind. I'm going to choose to not comment any further on freedom seeds. I just know that if you're Ja Morant.
I love that term.
And by the way, against
America, again, yeah!
You just fired your coach. Apparently the team hates each other. There's all that internal turmoil.
He's a moron.
And now you're about to get suspended possibly again for finger gunning someone.
He's an idiot.
Just stop.
Yeah.
He is a moron.
He's a total moron.
That dude
has that's probably why the coach got fired, because he couldn't handle that guy.
That dude has the world at his fingertips, and he will find a way to screw it up.
100%. So Shams was on Get Up this morning, and he said, I thought it was a funny headline. He said, because the Suns, you know, Durant's hurt now, and the Suns are just, a mess that was.
They suck.
And Shams basically said, whichever team gets to the playoffs and realizes that it's only a Kevin Durant away from winning,
mm-hmm.
will get Kevin Durant.
Mm. Well, Phoenix doesn't Phoenix doesn't have anything to.
He even said, he said the Suns are going to help usher him wherever he needs to go.
Yes.
So basically, our idea a couple years ago was that Kevin Durant should just go to a new team every year.
Yeah.
And just like hired gun.
Yeah, 1 year.
Like random free agent every year.
Be awesome.
He's basically that this year. And I don't know who that's going to be. It might be the Lakers.
Wouldn't that be something? The ultimate redemption story is Oklahoma City bows out and, like, let's say they get to the finals, they lose to Boston. That's the ultimate one, is Oklahoma City, who's got 8 million picks, they deal for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant goes back to Oklahoma City and leads the Thunder to their first
title.
That'd
be cool, but I think, well, I don't know that it would be cool. I think people would. That's the one way to make people hate Oklahoma City.
Is by bringing in Kevin Durant?
Yeah, because I remember we've talked about this before, about it, you know, like the only way that he could sort of resurrect his legacy.
Yeah.
Because our topic a couple weeks ago was, has there anybody that has there been a better player in sports that has torched their own legacy worse than Kevin Durant?
It's about as bad as it gets. Maybe like a Clemens or something, but I mean, it's a masterclass in going from when he won that MVP, you can make the argument that he was as liked a player as anyone in the NBA. And now
no one likes him. Yeah, it's just has torched his own legacy so very much.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about that, the one thing that came up that where he could maybe get it back is if he took Oklahoma City to a title. But the more I think about that, I don't like that, because Oklahoma City is now, what, they've won 62, how many games have they won?
They are 63-12.
Yeah. Dude, they're 63-12.
Yes.
So if he goes to, I mean,
including
come on.
10 in a row.
If he goes to a team that's already won 60, it's going to win 66 games in the season or whatever.
Yeah, well, how about
and then carries him to a title, nobody's going to like that. It's the Warriors all over again.
Then we'll do another one. A team, the second best team in the NBA or in the West, Houston Rockets, who, if you've been sleeping on Houston, Houston's a fun little team and on the come up, but again, probably has to take their lumps a little bit. He's from DC, but he played in college at Texas. Go to Houston then. Go to Houston and lead those guys to an NBA title.
What about the Blazers? They took Odin over him.
I think maybe we're
he comes back.
I think we're a couple steps away. But say what you, I mean, Kevin Durant's like 36, 37. The dude is still just an automatic bucket getter. So
yeah, no, he's going to help somebody.
Cleveland could work, maybe, if Cleveland can't get over the hump.
But I tell you, whoever
what if he went to Milwaukee and teamed with Dame and Giannis,
whoever he goes to,
yeah,
people will instantly hate.
I won't. I'm kind of over hating Kevin Durant. I want the redemption story.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's nice, but I don't know that you're going to get it.
Mm. I would like to see, because I know Kevin Durant has done a lot of this to himself, and by a lot of it, I mean all of it. But I would like to see Kevin Durant have the redemption arc, because I don't think he's a bad guy. He's just sensitive. But I also don't think he gets the credit he deserves. Like, it bothered me when he went to Golden State. He was the best player on that team. It wasn't Steph Curry. I get that Steph Curry was the engine that drove that thing. But the two MVPs in those finals were Kevin Durant. And had he not gotten hurt, they would have won three in a row. Kevin Durant did not ride anyone's coattails to an NBA title. Kevin Durant was as important as any player, and I make the argument the most important player on those two title teams. But we all crapped on him. And yet his ego couldn't handle it, and so he had to leave. And
You know why they crapped on him, though. I mean,
I know.
Come on. He was the best player, but he had to go. The problem that people had is he had to go to Golden State, a team that had already won multiple championships, to win a championship.
Yeah.
And then he has the audacity to leave there. That's not good enough for him, and he has to go somewhere. And then those torpedo, both Brooklyn and Phoenix.
Oh, in the worst possible way.
And people are laughing.
Yeah.
And I get why.
I know. That's why I said.
So nobody wants to see him.
I do. I am not saying that Durant does not deserve the hate. I just would like to see it for what I think is truly one of the great players that I've ever watched with my own two eyes. And I love watching him play. I would like to see him get one that kind of just, like redemption stories. I think those are fun. Like, we love to crap on everyone in sports. That's what we do. We love to tear people down. It's kind of fun when someone gets to come full circle and go from being the ass to the, you know, I'm not going to say he's liked, but appreciated. I think those are good stories when that happens.
All right, coming up next, it is time to begin MLB Underboob.
At this point, no, we've delayed it. Someone says we're at full boob at this point.
Full boob. Full frontal.
Full frontal.
Next on The Fan.